Hey, good morning, Las Vegas. You're listening to the Solid Rock Gospel Broadcast, a programming effort of the Church at Las Vegas to proclaim that God is good, His grace is amazing, His love is available, and the power of the good news about Jesus is real and can and does change our lives.
Good morning, Las Vegas. Welcome to the Solid Rock Gospel Broadcast. My name is John Racine, and I'm with the Church at Las Vegas, and we're sure glad to be able to come to you this morning and talk to you about the Word of God, the wisdom that comes from the Word of God. Now, we have been studying through the book of Proverbs on several different topics and subjects, but I wanted to go back to the very beginning chapters of Proverbs and look at a little more detail about wisdom and how the writer of Proverbs, Solomon mostly, says some things about wisdom that can be very beneficial to us as individuals, as parents, as children, in a lot of different ways. The Proverbs are there to help all of mankind. If you'll remember in Proverbs chapter 1, starting in verse 1, it says, "The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, for attaining wisdom and discipline, for understanding words of insight, for acquiring a disciplined and prudent life, for doing what is right and just and fair, for giving prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the young. Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance. For understanding proverbs and parables, the sayings and the riddles of the wise." So that was kind of a summary of all that he's going to be talking to us about as he gives us his proverbs. Verse 7 is a very key verse when it comes to wisdom. It says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline." Now, I don't know about you, but I don't want to be a fool. And so the fear of the Lord is the beginning of the knowledge. I want to recognize and acknowledge God, and I want to acknowledge that these are words that he approves of, that come from him through his servant Solomon. Now, here's something that young people would do well to listen to, of course, as long as they're parents are giving them good, godly, and right instruction. But it says in verse 8, "Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. They will be a garland to grace your head and a chain to adorn your neck." You know how sad it is that young people oftentimes need to get instruction about life and what's good and right and proper, either from friends or from Hollywood or from someone else. But mom and dad, they ought to be getting their instruction from you. As parents, we ought to be doing our very best to instruct our children in the way that they should go, to train them up not to despise wisdom and discipline, but to teach them what's right and to help them to be good members of society and young people that know how to work hard and who are responsible and who are accountable for their decisions and will be a blessing to society, to business, to their school, to their church, whatever it might be. And so there's a lot of good wisdom there, and especially you young people that may be listening this morning that have a father and mother that love the Lord, you make sure and listen to them and don't forsake their instruction or their teaching. All right, the next section of Proverbs in chapter 1 goes from verse 10 to verse 19. And again, there's a real blessing and a real warning here. We talked about friendship earlier in one of our broadcasts through Proverbs and how important it is to have good friends and not friends that will lead you astray. And here Solomon again is encouraging his son to make sure not to heed friends who would have us join with them in their evil. Let's listen to Proverbs 1, 10 through 19. It says, "My son, if sinners entice you, do not give in to them. If they say, 'Come along with us, let's lie in wait for someone's blood. Let's waylay some harmless soul. Let's swallow them alive like the grave and whole like those who go down to the pit. We'll get all sorts of valuable things and fill our houses with plunder. Throw in your lot with us and we will share a common purse.' My son, do not go along with them. Do not set foot on their paths, for their feet rush into sin and they are swift to shed blood. How useless to spread a net in full view of all the birds. These men lie in wait for their own blood. They waylay only themselves. Such is the end of all who go after ill-gotten gain. It takes away the lives of those who get it." And wow, how many people have learned that lesson so very difficultly and hardly that they had to experience those things for themselves. Don't cast your lot in with those who choose to do wrong, who choose to do evil, whose feet are swift to rush into sin. We want to be people that avoid evil and shun it and avoid tempting and temptatious situations. So there's a lot of wisdom just even in these first things. We're going to take a listen to our first song this morning. This is by a group called Barlow Girl. And it's talking about a young lady that walked away, very much kind of like the prodigal son, except they're singing about a young lady this time.
She couldn't take one more day. Home was more prison now. Independence called out. She had to get it. A fight was all she needed to give a reason. She slammed the door with no goodbye and knew that it was time. And now she's driving too fast. She didn't care to glance behind. And through her tears she laughed. It's time to kiss the past goodbye.
She left us. While the sun was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion for him and ran and embraced him and kissed him. Let us celebrate, for this child of mine was dead and he has come back to life. He was lost and now he is found. And they began to celebrate. Luke 15, 20 and 24.
All right, we're back this morning, and, you know, even though that is rather a sad song, it ends well. And that's what we would always hope for all people, is that they would wake up and realize it's far better to follow God's wisdom than to follow the foolishness of the world. Let's go ahead and continue on in Proverbs chapter 1. I want to start in verse 20. Right now, and read down through verse 33 just to give us kind of an idea of this. Now, here, wisdom is what we call personified. In other words, Solomon makes wisdom out to be a person, and it's more of a she than anything. And so, in the Greek, it's kind of interesting, the word for wisdom is Sophia. Sophia, and sometimes you may have known somebody whose name was Sophia. But in verses 20 down through 33, Sophia is going to make a plea, and then there's also going to be a warning as well. And so let's listen and see if you can get these things generally. Verse 20 of Proverbs 1, it says, "Wisdom calls aloud in the street. She raises her voice in the public squares. At the head of the noisy streets, she cries out. In the gateways of the city, she makes her speech. How long will you simple ones love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge? If you had responded to my rebuke, I would have poured out my heart to you and made my thoughts known to you. But since you rejected me when I called, and no one gave heed when I stretched out my hand, since you ignored all my advice and would not accept my rebuke, I in turn will laugh at your disaster. I will mock when calamity overtakes you, when calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster sweeps over you like a whirlwind, when distress and trouble overwhelm you. Then they will call to me, but I will not answer. They will look for me, but will not find me. Since they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord, since they would not accept my advice and spurned my rebuke, they will eat the fruit of their ways and be filled with the fruit of their schemes. For the waywardness of the simple will kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. But whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm." Let's look a little bit more about this in detail. First of all, we see that wisdom is making a plea in verses 20 and 21. And you'll notice there that she's not making it quietly and privately and just for a few select. It says wisdom calls aloud in the street. She raises her voice in the public squares. At the head of noisy streets, she cries out. In the gateways of the city, she makes her speech. I want you to know this morning that wisdom is not hidden, but it is available to all who will listen. Okay? It's available to all who will listen. Look at Proverbs chapter 8 and verses 1 through 5. Proverbs 8 verses 1 through 5. It says, "Does not wisdom call out? Does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights along the way where the paths meet, she takes her stand. Beside the gates leading into the city, at the entrances, she cries aloud. To you, O men, I call out. I raise my voice to all mankind. You who are simple, gain prudence. You who are foolish, gain understanding. Listen, for I have worthy things to say. I open my lips to speak what is right. My mouth speaks what is true, for my lips detest wickedness. And so wisdom calls aloud. She makes her desires known publicly. She wants people to hear. She wants people to listen. Wisdom is something that can be found. And verse 22, wisdom wants to be found by those who need her. It says, "How long will you simple ones love your simple ways?" And, you know, this is those who are morally naive. These are those who are easily influenced by others. They don't really have a good, solid moral direction or compass for themselves. They're inclined to just follow along and be swayed. These are the ones that need wisdom. They need to learn how to take a stand for themselves and to figure out life for themselves and not just be led here and there by every wind of doctrine or those who would lead them. The second group, it says, "How long will mockers delight in mockery?" You know, those who mock and who scorn society, who are cynical and defiant, and they ridicule their parents, and they ridicule the system, and they ridicule their teachers, and just everyone. They think that they're the only ones that life is all about, and they just scorn and mock everything, and especially the Lord God. Those are them who especially need wisdom. And also, too, it says, "And fools who hate knowledge." You know, wisdom is there even for fools, for those who hate knowledge, for those who have allowed their hearts to be hardened against everyone and against everything, and they refuse wisdom, they refuse discipline, they refuse correction. You know, the Bible paints a pretty sad picture of fools. But wisdom's plea is for fools. If they will just listen, if those who mock and scorn will just listen, if those who are simple and morally naive, if they would listen, wisdom is there for them, for all of them. And again, publicly for all men, wisdom is there. And so in verse 23, again, wisdom's plea is, "If you had responded to my rebuke, I would have poured out my heart to you and made my thoughts known to you." You know, have you ever had somebody that just loved you so much that they wanted to pour their heart out to you, that they just wanted to be with you and they wanted what was best for you, and they would, a lot of times we say they'd give you the shirt off their back. That's love, and that's what wisdom wants to do. That's what God wants to do for people. He wants them to be filled with wisdom. He wants to make his thoughts known to them. And, you know, just like the song that we listened to, wisdom stands ready to forgive and to bless those who will open their hearts and minds. You know, that's what God wants us to do, not run away. Not run away, but run to him. Just like the prodigal son did at the end. He came back. He came back to his father, and his father ran to him because he cared about him so much. And so wisdom makes quite a plea here. And, you know, this is really the plea of God to all mankind, that they would listen, that they would open up their hearts, that they would recognize that God doesn't hate people. He loves people. He doesn't want anyone to perish, but all to come to repentance. He knows that evil is real and that people have chosen it, but how much better it is to listen to wisdom and respond to wisdom, the wisdom of God that is declared in his word. All right, we're going to listen to our next song this morning. This is a little lighter song than the first one. This is a song by Stephen Curtis Chapman, and it's a song from the early 90s, and it's kind of funny because Stephen Curtis Chapman is very kind of low key and very kind of mellow pop, I guess you might say. But this one, he kind of goes rap a little bit, and so it's kind of fun. We've played it on the broadcast before, so maybe you've heard it, but I just like the song because he says in his song, "I've got to be true. I've got to be true." And, you know, wisdom cries out. Wisdom wants people to listen, but when we do choose to listen, then we need to be true. We need to be true to God. We need to be true to God's wisdom. We need to listen and put it into practice in our lives and be filled with wisdom. We've been talking about on Wednesday nights, we just finished up a study through the spiritual disciplines, some of them, and about how we need to discipline ourselves for the purpose of godliness. And that's kind of what Stephen Curtis Chapman is singing about. I've got to be true. I've got to be true to what the Lord has given me and what he's shared with me. And I want to stand in his wisdom and his knowledge and his understanding. I don't want to allow my mind and heart to be filled up with all the stuff that's out there in the world. I mean, some people's minds and hearts are so filled with just so much garbage that it's very difficult for them to see even the truths of God's word. So we need to pray for each other. We need to pray for those that are simple, that are mocking, that are fools, that they would come to open up their heart to God, and that instead of running away from him, that they would be true to him. So let's listen to Stephen Curtis Chapman this morning. I've got to be true. And I can't stand that, yo, who's doing it, guys? Yo, who's doing that, guy? Right, I see drum machine. I got bass. Alright, well, let me check this out. G-O-T-T-O-P-T-R-U.
Well, normally at this point, you'd hear me sing, and I'd be doing that acoustic guitar thing. So by now you're probably wondering, what's going on? Cause this is really starting to sound like one of those rap songs. Well, let me tell you what the boy's up to. You see, I like rap music and the beatbox group. Sometimes, I gotta admit, I close all the doors and wave my arms around and I pace the floor. But then I crack up laughing. I gotta stop and just face the facts. The boy don't give a pop. You see, I grew up in a state where the grass is blue. So if it's gonna be believable, it's gotta be true. It's got to be true. I gotta believe in what I say. I believe it's got to be true. Even when nobody but Jesus is watching me. It's got to be true. Every single minute of every day. If anybody's ever gonna look at me and say, hey, it's got to be true. You hear me saying that it's gotta be true. And now my homeboy Toby wants to talk to you.
True. Check it out, I got a next door neighbor. And I can tell he's been watching my behavior, yo. He heard that I'm a Christian guy. He wants to know if that's a truth or a lie. He's got a list of reasons not to believe, like doubt, disillusion, hypocrisy. It's gonna take some living proof to break through these walls. So yo, it's got to be true if he'll believe it at all.
It's got to be true.
It's got to be true.
Into the R and to the U and to the E. You got to be true to what
try that one time. Is that? Yeah, bud. Is that how you do that?
Well, it's not bud. Yeah, boy. But that's not bad.
Boy. Okay. Yeah. Well, listen. The reason I'm asking is because I'm gonna practice really hard on this, and now that I got my hair cut short and everything.
No, it looks good too, man.
Thanks, man. Well, I'm wondering that if you guys would ever consider a fourth guy in DC Talk, like acoustic guitar. You know, I can hear it in there somewhere.
Yo, SD Squared, let me be straight with you, man.
All right,
you know how we've been saying that you gotta be true?
Uh-huh.
Well, I think rap music is most definitely you.
All right, what a great message and song that we need to be true. We need to be true even when Jesus is the only one that might be watching us. Hey, thanks so much for listening this morning. We're about out of time, but we want to encourage you to seek wisdom. And you can certainly do that by coming and joining us at our Sunday morning assembly at 10:30, or Sunday night we meet at 6 o'clock, or even on Wednesday night we have a Bible study and prayer that meets at 7 o'clock. And you can find us, our address, our church building is 3388 South Decatur Boulevard. That's right in between Spring Mountain and Desert Inn. And we would love to have you come on down and pursue God with us, to seek out His ways and His will and His wisdom in our lives and strive to put it into practice. We're not a perfect group of people, but we sure strive to love each other, and we sure strive to preach and proclaim and live the Word of God in our lives. So we'd sure love to have you come down. Check us out on the internet, www.thechurchatlasvegas.com. That's thechurchatlasvegas.com. You can learn a little bit more about us there. And we just want to encourage you to really keep pursuing the Lord and knowing His will in your life. So take care and keep standing on the solid rock, the rock that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God.